And good morning, and away we go on this Monday, October the 21st, 2019, 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned into the early show. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And oh my goodness, you know, we have so much to talk about over the next 2 hours. Here's what you have to do. If you're listening on a radio, you know, an old-fashioned radio, you just have to take the knob off the radio and throw it out the window because you don't want to miss a minute of this. Now, there are so many new listening devices. I know a lot of people listen to us on TuneIn, which is the free mobile app you can listen to this show on. I know a lot of people listen to us on the website. We stream live on the website, wwgh1071.com. Adam does a great job of keeping that updated with past shows and things of that nature. So if you, as I say, are listening on an old-fashioned radio, tear the radio off. If you're in your car and it's a button, take the button off in some way. If you are listening on a listening device, put a piece of tape over the button so you can't change the station, because you're not going to want to do that for the next 2 hours, because we have so much to talk about, and we also have giveaways and a whole lot of other stuff. So it's me and you this morning from 8 to 10, and nobody I would rather spend the morning with. Now, as always, I have a few things I'd like to mention to start off the show here this morning. It was a nice weekend. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Now, here's a little, just a funny anecdote. This is a true story, and this kind of made my day yesterday. I was passing out some candy at one of these Halloween events, and a lady came through, and she had two kids. And they were very young kids, probably preschool age. And the lady comes through, and I give the girls the candy. And the girl say, or the mother says, "What do you say?" And the girl said, "I love you." And we all burst out into laughter. I don't think the kids knew why we were laughing, but the mother and I and the people who were standing around me all burst into laughter. Because when you think about it, those are probably the two things that mothers and fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, people raising children, tell their kids. You say thank you, or you say I love you. And these kids, in this particular situation, decided to say I love you when I think we all expected them to say thank you, but they went for the I love you, which is nice, because maybe we need a little more love in the world. Don't you like it when people tell you they love you, even if they're phony about it? We're all okay with phony, right? You know, you take what you can get when you can get it. So that's my little anecdote about the candy and maybe a little kickoff to Halloween. Let's see. We're going to save that story for a second here. Let me tell you about my morning. Well, this all started on Friday, by the way, after I got off the air here. Friday, when I got off the air, I went and had lunch with somebody, and I noticed that when I got in the car that I had like this little something under my nose. Now, this is a weird story to tell on the air, but we got time to fill this morning, so I'm going to tell it anyway. I had like this little spot on my lip under my nose, and I thought, well, you know, I've eaten something, and it's there, and you know, you got to get rid of it. So I was trying to get it off, and I could not get it off. I don't know what it was. I couldn't get it off. I thought, oh my goodness, what is this? So I'm rubbing to get this little piece of what I think is food off of my lip, and turns out I finally do get it off as I was driving to my next appointment on Friday, and it turns out that apparently it was some kind of a scab. Because as soon as I finally did get it off, it started to bleed, of course. But it did not bleed a whole lot. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it just needed to be taken care of, and I was on and off and to do what I wanted to do. Now, didn't bother me all weekend. Didn't have any problems with it the rest of the night Friday. Didn't have any problems with it on Saturday. Didn't have any problems with it yesterday. And I get up this morning, at about 6 o'clock, and I'm showering and of course shaving, and I shaved the last 2 days too, so I don't even, I'm not really sure why this happened. But this morning I'm shaving and I get to that spot that I had picked on Friday, and I knew instantly that I had done something bad when I went over that spot, because I could feel the pain in my lip. Now, it's early in the morning, so I'm trying to be edit myself as I'm telling this story, because I have no script here, and this just happened like 2 hours ago. So I'm you know, shaving, and I run over this spot, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a gusher. It's like I've nipped a main artery in my body. You know what, the men out there know what I'm talking about. I've nipped a main artery in my body, and all of a sudden, I am bleeding from the upper lip, which it looks strange in the mirror because it looks like you're having a nosebleed, which oddly enough, I don't know why I'm going to tell you this, but we're friends here in the morning. I've never had a nosebleed in my life, so I would have no idea what to do if I had a nosebleed. But that's what it looked like. It was bleeding. I'll get the word out right there. Bleeding profusely. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be really, really bad, because I could not get it to stop bleeding. It was just going and going and going. And usually we have methods to stop bleeding like that. So, you know, I take the little piece of paper in the bathroom and I put it on the spot to try to stop the bleeding. And it doesn't stop. It just fills up the paper. And I'm trying to get in the shower at this point. And I think, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to bleed to death right here this morning in the bathroom. So it continues and continues and continues. And even as I was leaving the house this morning, it still had not stopped. So I'm in the car, and I wanted to go through my favorite place this morning and get a beverage as I was coming in. I go through, and of course I still have the piece of paper there, which now is saturated with blood, of course. And I have to tear that off because I don't want the people at the drive-through to think that I'm having some kind of death experience as I'm driving through, like I'm 5 minutes away from death. So I go through the drive-through. I tear it off. It's still bleeding a little bit. I came in the building this morning, and it's almost stopped now. It's a little spot, but it's almost stopped. But here's what I was thinking. I would imagine that if you look in the wastebasket in my house right now, it looks like somebody was murdered this morning, because that is the amount of blood I think I lost. Now, why did I tell this story on the air this morning? Well, here's why I told this story. If I should happen to collapse here or become lightheaded at any point this morning, you will know that it's from lack of blood. And you will know it's because apparently that I severed a main artery to my brain this morning when I was shaving. So that's why I told you that story. You know, that stuff can be dangerous. I think about people who are on blood thinners and things of that nature and what they do if they, you know, cut themselves shaving, which essentially is what this was. But does anybody have any good tips on how to stop a cut when it's bleeding? Now, we all know the old-fashioned one for all the men who shave. How many men have we seen walking around with a little bit of tissue paper stuck on their face trying to get something to stop bleeding? We've seen that over and over and over. But does anybody other than that have any way to stop the bleeding when you cut your face? Are there any other suggestions out there? Because I know you, the listening audience, sometimes have far better ideas than I do. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call and tell me if there's a solution. Now, at one point, I heard that one way to stop the bleeding was to put aftershave on. But I hear that this burns incredibly. And I'm not a guy who wears aftershave every day anyway. Okay, here comes a phone call. Maybe it's the police department's trying to save my life. Go ahead, caller.
Did you ever hear a Stipig pencil?
No, what kind of pencil?
Stipig pencil. It's a little translucent stick that you put on that causes the blood to coagulate and stop the bleeding.
Oh, so if you
get it in most drugstores.
If you cut yourself shaving, you just press this against your skin and it stops the blood from flowing?
You wet it a little bit and then rub it on your skin and it stops the bleeding.
Oh, really? And it's called a what kind of pen?
Stiptic pencil.
Stiptic pencil.
Stiptic pencil.
Ah, Stiptic pencil.
Also, another thing you could use was called bismuth. You ever hear of bismuth? They may not even make it anymore.
Bismuth.
Stop eating like
this. No, I've never heard of bismuth. What was bismuth?
Bismuth.
Yeah, what was that?
Powder. It's a powder that you can use to stop bleeding.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So I've never heard of a Stiptic pencil. I'm going to have to get one of these. I imagine one would last you a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get them at the drugstore.
Hey, well, I appreciate the tip. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, how about that? See, this is why I like doing live radio, and I knew there was a reason I told that story this morning, even though it was horribly embarrassing. It shows just what an idiot I am, obviously, that I can't stop bleeding in the morning when I cut my face shaving. It just shows the ineptitude that I have in my life. A Stiptic pencil. Now, see, I'm going to have to go to the drugstore today and go looking for a Stiptic pencil. And I'm also going to ask them if they sell this stuff bismuth. Because powder, I wonder if powder would work. You know, because I'm thinking to myself, like baby powder. I wonder if baby powder would work if you, like, put that over the cut. But, of course, then you'd look like a mime if you powdered your face down with baby powder. The troubles of life, you know, just kind of the way it goes. Again, 740-383-9944. Are there any other tips? I like the Stiptic pencil. Are there any homemade remedies or anything of that nature on how to stop the bleeding when you have cut your face? And it's a tiny cut. You know, it's just a little tiny, tiny thing. But yet it turns into a big thing because you think you're going to bleed to death. So give us a call, 740-383-9944, but I love the Stiptic pencil. And as I was saying, for a long time, I always heard that aftershave would do it. Now, I don't know what it is in aftershave. I know it would burn because it's an open cut, but something in aftershave would stop the bleeding if you had a cut on your face from shaving. Or any other reason, who knows. But that was my big, tough issue early this morning in which I about bled to death. So, there you go. And that's the story with the razor this morning. And if you can think of any other homemade remedies to fix a cut, I'm sure the audience would love to hear them as well as myself. Because I don't know. It's very unpleasant when you cannot get it stopped, especially in the car, because you're trying to drive down the road and you're bleeding. And it, like I said, it was a profuse blood this morning. Now, the good news is I think, you know, I'm healthy because it was red blood. It looked okay, but it was just continuous. Now, we've got some other things we want to do here this morning. Stiptic pencil, I like that. That's a very good tip. Let's see here. Oh, well, as many of you know, on on Friday, we lost a regular guest to this program, a good friend of mine for many years, Bill Macy. Legendary actor. He was in so many movies and so many television series. He was probably best known for playing Walter Finley, B. Arthur's husband, on the hit TV series Maude for 6 seasons. But he was also in the Steve Martin movie The Jerk, and he was in Analyze This. And he had just done so many television series and so many big-time Hollywood features over the years. And Bill was a good friend of this program. I enjoyed Bill. Bill would come on all the time, anytime I asked him to. And we really wouldn't do an interview. We would just talk about what was going on in life. And Bill passed away on Friday at the age of 97. You can't be sad when somebody makes it to 97 years old. But Bill's birthday was in May. And we always made sure to have Bill on around his birthday time. And back in May, I believe Bill's birthday was in early May. I think that's right. I know there were two birthdays that were in May that we celebrate on this show. I think one was Pat Carroll and the other was Bill Macy. And Bill was on with us on May 22nd. He was on as a 97-year-old man, always full of energy. And he just on with us a few months ago, May 22nd. So what I wanted to do this morning was play just the end of that interview in what will be, sadly, the last interview we ever did with Bill Macy, because he was, I know, a friend of yours out there in the listening audience, because you listened to him for so long on this program, over 50 appearances over the years. He would come on at holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, his birthday, as we've discussed. Just an all-around classy guy. So I wanted to play the last 3 or 4 minutes of the last interview we will ever do with the late Bill Macy, who passed at the age of 87. Hard to say that, the late Bill Macy. Here's Bill and I from May 22nd. Hope you enjoy. Bill?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, did you have anxiety about turning 97?
Not anxiety, but I do have, if we use the word anxiety, about the aging process. Like, for instance, I'm talking to you right now, right?
Right.
And it sounds normal conversational talk, in my opinion. But while I'm talking to you now, of course, I went up to look at that memorabilia, I'm not walking like a young person is walking. I'm sort of stepping, step, 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 shuffle, shuffle. It's like I'm an old guy. I'm 90 effing seven. Give me a break, for crying out loud. Now, I don't want to commit suicide because it's against the law. And so I'm just going to have to kick butt. I'm going to get it out today and get back to the casino again. And when I get there, I say good morning to everybody. You know, a bunch of these people at the casino, they're like Neanderthal. I have no idea why they're there and how they feel and think. In fact, if you want to destroy your program, we ought to interview 9 people at a casino table and listen to their guttural nonsense, because I don't believe that some of these people are intellectual. Of course, they're just people that have worked all their lives, and there's mostly older folks there, and they're gambling also, because what else are they going to do? You just can't sit around, Scott. You know that. That's the reason that you go to work every day.
Yes, you've got to move. You can't.
You've got to do something.
Yes, you. I think when people stay home, that's the problem.
Yeah, and so you have to do. That's the energy of the do, you know.
You know, I was just thinking,
you know, talking to you, it's so, I want to compliment you again, because you're such a person that deserves compliments. I'm trying to be proper in my talking to you. You're the only person, separate from Samantha, who listens to my nonsense. I call it nonsense just as a general term. And I'm aware that you have an audience and so on and so forth, a radio audience. And yet, when I get on a roll of something, talking, verbal, I don't feel embarrassed until after I've said what I've said, because when I'm actually in the midst of saying something, that's where my impulse is. But there's nobody in our planet that knows what you and I know, that I'm able to do this only because you've asked me to do it. If we were talking in person without having a radio audience, I wouldn't be proclaiming. I would be talking. You understand what I just said?
Yes, I do. I understand it. And I was just thinking to myself...
But, what I'm also trying to tune the underbelly is you having me on your show, I don't want to come on and be the dullard, D-U-L-L-A-R-D. I just love words and language. I want to be entertaining a little bit. So I have no idea what I'm going to say from 1 second to the next. I'm just happy to be talking to you and your audience.
Well, that's that we love it, and you're never dull. And I was just thinking about this when you said that a few minutes ago. You know, I was just thinking somebody who would commit suicide who's 97, that would be like getting tackled on the 1 yard line. That's too much. Too much.
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, Bill. Bill, so what do you have in store? Do you have any goals for this 97th year?
No, that's unfortunate about that. I live on a pension. Is it okay if I tell your audience about my pension?
Go right ahead.
I get from the major governments, I get something like $2,000 or $3,000 a month. Social Security, I think that's what it's called. Then I get about $1,000 a month from Actors Equity, because I used to be a stage actor, and the union still gives you about $1,000 a month. And right now, talking to you, I'm busted. I got about $98 because I have to wait till the first of the month to get the what I'm talking about. And the Screen Actors Guild gives me about $2,000, so I get about $7,000 a month to live on. And I pay $5,000 a month expenses for the rent and food and clothing and so on and so forth, and I got $2,000 a month to play with, which comes out to about 30 days into, let's call it 18, $60 a day, and my gasoline is about $20 a day, so I have $40 a day. So I go to the casino and I play in a $40 game, a $1 ante, $2 ante. And if I lose $40, I go home. So that's my simple life of after having lived on this planet for 97 years.
Bill, it's always good. I can't believe our time has blown by. I hope you have
Oh my God, really?
I know it's odd. I hope you have a great time at the rental store this afternoon, getting your rental car. And we will talk again soon. And on behalf of the audience and myself, a very happy 97th birthday. We're glad you're here and happy. And we will talk again very soon.
Thank you. I love you, Scott.
Stay well, Bill. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
The wonderful Bill Macy back up. The last conversation we'll ever have with Bill Macy. But 97... You can't go wrong there. You know, I had not listened to that. I had not previewed that since we actually did the interview back on May 22nd. It's interesting. I don't remember in any interview I ever did with Bill saying that I love you at the end or him telling me he loved me, but I did love that man. He was a true original, and I'm so glad that we have all the tapes of all the interviews we did with Bill over the years. Because he was funny. Boy, he would come on sometimes and tell the stories about going to the casino, or he would sing that song that his mother used to sing to him. I was trying to think of that song the other day. We're going to find that and play that one morning here. Lena, the Queen of Pasadena, or something like that. Does anybody remember? Does anybody have any memories of the interviews that I was lucky enough to do with Bill over the years? Does anybody want to share a memory? We have some time here, 38 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Talking about memories of the legendary actor Bill Macy. Is there anything you would like to say about his career or anything you enjoyed about the interviews that he did on this station over the years? And like I say, I think there were about 50 of them, maybe a little over that. Some people you can have on and you interview them once and that's an interview and you're done and you move on to the next thing. Bill was one of those guys you could have on over and over and over because he always had something interesting to say. And I was shocked, and you know, maybe I shouldn't be shocked because he was 97, but when he did pass away on Friday, I was a little shocked. Now, I knew he had not been feeling well the last couple weeks because we tried to book him on the show about 2 weeks ago, and that's when I first realized that he was not feeling well, but there was not a huge concern that anything bad was going to happen. But being 97 years old, I guess that's the way it goes. But being 97, you have to say it was a great life. So there you go. Bill Macy. We'll miss him quite a bit. Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to share a memory of Bill Macy or if you have any tips on how to stop a cut when you cut yourself shaving. So you don't bleed to death like I almost did this morning. And I'm telling you, we were on the fence this morning as far as bleeding to death goes. It came very, very close. All right, let's see what we've gotten through here. We got through the candy story. We've got Bill Macy. We did the story about the cut this morning. Okay. Oh, you know, this is just something I want to touch on, and I don't want to mention this outright, because I don't know if this person would want me talking about it. We're going to take this phone call first. Then we'll come back to what we were talking about. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, did you know over the years you did this about Bill Macy? He's a very nice guy to listen to and very well-spoken. And I'm trying to remember the couple of them that standed out to me over the years. I think it was the Macy's Parade. I think he had him on at one time or another.
Well,
if I remember right.
That's what I was saying. Bill is one of those guys, and the only two I can think of at this point are Bill and Shecky Green, who are just open door. They're always welcome to be on the show. But Bill was a guy that like the day before Thanksgiving or sometimes around Christmas or around the birthdays, that he would just come on and we would talk about what was ever going on, and it was always a fun conversation. Bill had a unique voice. When you hear his voice, you know it's Bill Macy.
Absolutely. And I thought he was really entertaining to listen to, and you guys had some good conversations over the years, I thought.
I'm just trying to remember that song because he sang it two or three times on the show. I remember him telling me it was a song that his mother had taught him, Lena the Queen of Pasadena or something like that, but I know it's in the interviews, so I'm going to have to go through the interviews at some point and find him singing that song because it was very hilarious.
I think he did a couple years ago or something. He did it on one year. Maybe a year ago or so, whatever, on one of his shows. But you did have him on during the Macy's Parade, too, right? A couple times or something?
I'm sure he was on around Thanksgiving. I'd have to go back to the website and check the dates, but I'm sure he was probably on around that time. I do remember that he did not like my theme song. Because I remember him... We had this conversation a couple times because...
you know, when you're going to be a guest on the show, we put you on hold, and you listen to the theme song while, you know, I'm getting ready to talk. And that's how live radio works. So he would be on hold and listening to that theme song, and he would come on, and he would say, you know, Scott, I don't want to be rude to you or anything like that, but you've got to change that theme song.
You never did.
No, I never did. I'm set in my ways that way. But he was just one of those great, great guys. And I believe he recorded "Twas the Night Before Christmas" for us. So we'll hear his voice at Christmas time. He did a lot of promos for the station that people hear for the news and for Charlie's show and my show and station identification. He even did a skit a few years ago, I remember. It was called, it was a pizza skit that I had written, and he did it. He did the lines and performed in it. He played a pizza parlor owner, if I remember right. But, that was funny. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, I was really shocked, and I remember seeing that popped up on my post on Facebook, and I was like, really? You know, I figured you probably already knew about it. That's when I was asking you. You know, because a lot of that stuff on Facebook, you got to really double check on that, because there's a lot of fake news on Facebook. So I was like, is this true? You know, so that's why I asked you for sure if that was true that he passed away on Friday. Because I was like, wow. I mean, I understand he was 97, which, I mean, he lived a nice long life, born to casinos and all that stuff he used to do.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I knew he was ill, but the first time I knew he was ill was because we booked him every 2 or 3 months. So about 2 weeks ago, I tried to book him, and I got an email, but it wasn't anything big. You know, he's 97, and I knew he wasn't feeling well. So we just didn't book him. And a matter of fact, when his wife, who did the booking for him, is who I would communicate with, she had said that when he's feeling better, we'll get him back on your show and everything will be fine. So I did not have a big call for alarm 2 weeks ago when I heard that he was not feeling well. But, you know, that's the way it goes when you're 97.
Right. I mean, 97 is a long time. And I think he was a very good actor and very good on the radio as well. So.
Very funny. Definitely. Man. Now, I want to get into this because it's quarter till the hour, and I know you have limited time with us here, but it's become something to track on this show now. Now, today is the 1 week anniversary of your diet.
That's correct, yes.
Which is the Vietnamese version of the Atkins diet, the keto diet.
The keto. That's keto,
right. So, how's it going?
It's going well. To be honest with you, I weigh in tonight. I'm doing a week weigh-in like I did on the Weight Watchers. Some people tell me I should weigh in every day. I don't like that, because your weight fluctuates with a bigger man. You hold fluids or whatever in the mornings. You know what I mean? So I weigh once a week. And so I just do once a week, because I don't want to get depressed. I don't. You weigh every day. You're not going to lose weight every day. I do have to increase my exercise. I have not been doing that. I have not been feeling good the last 3-4 days. I don't know what it was. I don't know if I got a bug or what, but I'm starting to feel a lot better. So I'm going to start exercising more.
Well, that's good. Now, last week, there was a conversation on this program from a caller. Yeah. That I was not being, I'm trying to remember what the word was, but that I was not being supportive enough, I think that's what it was, of your diet.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel I'm being supportive?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, in a way, yeah, you are. You always, when I call you or whatever, you always tell me. I think she probably, whoever that person was, or he or she or whatever, or whoever that was, when you was that day in particular, you probably saying you're trying to lean me in the wrong way. You know, if I'll fall off the wagon because I like to have kidney bars or or milkshakes or, you know, whatever you said that day, but I can't remember exactly what portion it was.
I like everybody to succeed. All I'm saying is I think where diets fail for people is when they start to deprive themselves. Now, I think, you know, they go to a party or they go to a fast food place or they go to a restaurant or they go to a holiday party, which will be coming up here pretty soon, and they deny themselves what they want. Like in your case, you said apple pie or pizza or something like that. And when you deny yourself enough times, if you do that like 9 or 10 times, it's going to start to tick you off, and then you start to resent the diet. That's all I was saying.
Well, in a way, but you know, nowadays, more and more, you pay more money for, you know, it's kind of weird how the society works. You pay more to diet. Fat food is cheaper, of course. You think it'd be, you know, everybody's committed to the fitness world, you know, all these companies, you know, especially the insurance. You think the insurance companies, well, you know, they don't want to pay for a person that's obese. You know what I mean? They say, well, you know, your costs are going to go up because, you know, you're a high risk and all that. But when you go out to the grocery store, per se, like I did yesterday, the guy tried to buy diabetic diet food and, you know, low-carb food, you pay out your yin-yang. And, which is, I think it's ridiculous because I think if you're paying for healthy food, it should be cheaper. Because, you know, these insurance companies and these ads and everything, oh, you know, commit to be fit and all this. Well, you pay more for to eat healthy than you do, say, to go to McDonald's and get a double quarter pounder. So it's just ridiculous, I think.
Well, that's why I think in the long term that all diets fail. I think this is why Richard Simmons is locked away in his house somewhere in California. Because even though he was able to diet for so many years, it's clear now he's either gained weight or lost his mind. Because he's been barricaded in his house for over 3 years now.
Here's my goal, okay? My goal is if I can get down, if I can lose a lot of weight, and then if I can get to my goal weight or whatever, one of these days, and then maybe I can take a day off here and there, but just don't overeat. It's like maybe like I can have a cheeseburger with bread on it or something, but not all the time. And go back on the diet again. Now, on the keto diet, you really can't take cheat days until it'll be a while before I can really have any cheat days. Because I have a lot of weight to lose. So, and you don't want to have your body start that back up. Because what they call that word, it's your body when you do away with all the sugars and carbs. What's that word you always come up with?
Ketosis.
Huh?
Your body goes into ketosis.
Yeah. So I don't want that, you know, I don't want that to trigger after 2 weeks. You know, so it'll be a while before I can even probably have bread and stuff again. But, you know, I got a low-carb recipe cookbook now, and it has a lot of stuff that you can cook with low carb now. Like you can make noodles out of certain. You don't have to have like the regular noodles you buy at the store. You just make your own, which is a lot of work. But you know, you can grab noodles, but you have to make it out of low carb stuff. You know, of course, but then you got to bake it in the oven and.
Didn't you say your oven has not been turned on for 2 years?
Right. So I'll have to start using my oven here soon.
So this is a whole project, but I just wanted to clarify that I don't think that I'm being unsupportive in the diet. I think I'm being realistic in what the long term goals are when it comes to a diet.
It is. It's very hard, and it's very. I mean, I have days that I wish I could have a large fry. You know, I pass restaurants fast food every day to go to my job, and I used to stop all the time. But now I tell myself, you know, my numbers were really high as a doctor, and I even went to the health fair, and the health fair of the nurse was even telling me, listen, I mean, I was a walking time bomb. My numbers were so high. I mean. I got a lot of stuff to get done on this earth still, so I don't want to pass away now, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't think anybody wants to die right now, but I think sometimes we have to prepare for the future.
Well, to be honest with you, I've been on every diet out there. I've been on the Atkins diet. I mean, the Atkins I'm about 60 pounds on the Atkins. I'm not cutting down the Atkins. The Atkins and the keto diet is just about the same thing.
The keto diet was developed in Vietnam.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned.
And I just use the app, I limit myself. I try to limit myself with low carb. I mean, I had a few carbs last time, but I measure out my stuff now. I had pizza sauce. Pizza sauce has carbs, so I limited down to not even a tablespoon last night with my stuff. So I tried to do that, and it's very hard. It's not easy to diet. A lot of people say it is easy to diet. For me, it's hard. It's all get out. I have a lot of issues, because I fell off the wagon. I've been on every diet out there. I've been on the Weight Watchers. I mean, I try to cut back, and so I'm hoping this time, if I can get down to my goal weight on the keto, and then maybe in a year or so, I could probably take a day off and have a cheeseburger with bread or something, but then you go back on the next day. I can have a cheat day every so often.
Well, just make sure if you fall off the wagon, you don't fall off the wagon in front of a Dairy Queen.
Well, see, that's the problem too. I'm a diabetic, so I got to be careful. I'm fighting at both places here. I'm a diabetic, and then I'm overweight. So, if I do go off the diet, I can't have this because it would make my sugar go skyrocketed. I'm going to rock out of a heart attack. So my doctor says if I could try to lose some of this weight, I could probably go off my insulin. We'll see. Because I'm not on regular insulin right now. I'm just on a pill and it's called Victoza. Victoza has a little bit of insulin in it, but it's not really all insulin. It just helps you not crave food as much. It's supposed to help make you feel fuller. And it does help your pancreas shoot out some insulin when it needs it, but it's not full insulin. But if I don't get my numbers down, which my numbers has been running good, by the way, it was 99 last night.
Well, that's good. So this point will keep track 7 days on, and we'll check back and see how things are going.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much. All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. There we go. The diet continues. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. The telephone lines are open. Now, don't you think that was a nice supportive call that I gave Sean there? Don't you think that was wonderfully supportive of me as a human being? Because last week I was critiqued for not being supportive of him and his diet. Now, I want to be supportive. So this week, I hope I was a little more supportive. Do you think I was supportive? Do you have a memory of Bill Macy, who passed away Friday at 97? Or do you have any home remedies or tips if you cut yourself shaving? Those are all on the table. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour. Kicking off the week here on WWGH Radio. Three interesting topics. Memories of Bill Macy. How do you stop yourself from bleeding if you cut yourself? And do you believe that I was supportive in that particular endeavor there with Sean as far as dieting goes? I thought that was a very motivational speech, a motivating speech that I just gave. You know, I'm behind you. I just think it's important to point out the pitfalls that may be ahead in a diet situation. Because I think there can be pitfalls. I think there always can be pitfalls in whatever situation you're in. I have a shout-out here to do this morning, but I'm not going to get it in this hour, but I'm going to do it next hour, so you got to stay tuned. This will be good. We've covered a lot of ground this hour, and if I get time, I might even play that Bill Macy pizza skit. It's only like 5 minutes long. I was trying to think when we recorded that. It was probably,
maybe two, three years ago, something like that. But Bill was a trooper. If I gave him a little piece of material, he was right there to do it. As always, God bless Bill Macy. All right, here comes a phone call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, pick up.
Yes.
I know you ain't got much time, but I'll put out a little warning to everybody that's on Social Security. Saturday morning, I got a call, and I just answered the phone, and they said they were calling from Social Security and wanted me to push number 9. Well, as everybody knows, Social Security and IRS like that, they do not call you, especially on a Saturday. So I hung up, and I waited a few minutes, and I pulled the number back up, and it was a 916 number out of Sacramento, California. So it was a shame, because when I tried to call it back, nobody would answer the phone. So everybody be kind of alert about them calls, say it was Social Security or the IRS.
There's scammers out there. Hey, Bob, thanks for the notice. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. All right. All you senior citizens out there, if somebody calls you about your Social Security over the telephone, don't press any buttons. Don't do anything. The IRS and the Social Security will not call you at home. So don't take those calls when they come. We're going to break here in about 30 seconds, but we'll come back at 10:15. More live programming. Going to talk about a whole lot of things. We got a big shout out coming up in the next hour, and something interesting about that shout out I'm going to talk about. Maybe the Bill Macy pizza skit, Marion history to talk about, whole lot of other things, trivia questions. We got zoo tickets, wild tickets, Sleepy Hollow tickets to give away. We got a lot coming up here. Talk about coffee. Holy moly. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio, back in about 15 minutes.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.